Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Elizabeth and Radar in the morning. On the mix.
Britain is celebrating the life of Queen Elizabeth II as her funeral continues this morning.
The grief of this day, felt not only by the late Queen's family, but all round the nation, the Commonwealth and the world, arises from her abundant life and loving service, now gone from us.
And this comes after a 12-day mourning period in England. It's quite the day of mourning overseas as they celebrate the Queen's life.
And we have it on here in the studio, and it's really just incredible to watch all of this tradition that happens and how she's planned out the entire funeral. And I just look at the royal family and think they are so under a spotlight right now. Obviously grieving as a family, and they're just able to hold it together. Not that anyone would blame them if they didn't, but just watching all of them come together for this, it's really remarkable. And hopefully this can make the family mend some of those fences and some of those issues that they've had over the years.
Looks like it has already. I mean, there's kind of a front there between Prince William and Prince Harry, you know, even though Harry is kind of like he's not a royal anymore.
Well, he's a royal. He's just not a working member of the royal family.
What she said.
Exactly. But he did do the interview with Oprah, and I wonder if they're still okay after that.
Oh, okay. One more important thing, or another important thing you need to know on the go. If you're looking to taste new beer flavors, you want to head over to the Zoo Brew on October 6th at the Milwaukee County Zoo. This is back for the first time since 2019. Thank you, pandemic. You'll get beer and food along stops outside near the Penguins, at the Peck Welcome Center, and the big cat building too, so you can have some beer with the cats, with the big lions.
And you could see the baby giraffes. My sister was at the zoo on Saturday, and the two baby giraffes got the zoomies.
Oh, did they?
Can you imagine?
Let's go!
That's a lot of legs.
It's nothing but legs. That's what you need to know on the go from the mix.
Feel the passion. Feel the intensity. Feel the fun, because it won't hurt your brain. It's Dumb Debates with Elizabeth and Radar.
Are you a butter scraper, or do you dig out the butter from the tub? That's our dumb debate today, and it all comes from... Look, my wife and I bought this nice loaf of bread. Do you ever go to the grocery store and you smell the fresh cooked bread? The fresh baked bread.
It's the best. When I worked at the bakery at Pick and Save, and you'd walk in the early morning shift, I'd grab some butter from the deli, because you'd get to have a roll here or there. And it was so
heaven,
good.
Right?
Yes.
Heaven. Get a little bit of crunch on the outside, but then soft, warm inside. Oh. And then when you slather on the butter, it's so much
just
better.
Just melts on it, makes it so sweet.
You cut it, nice little pieces, and then you grab the butter, and then you notice that your partner, your significant other, decides, I'm going to take the knife and just dig all the way to the bottom and scoop out a big hunk to put on my bread. And I'm like, what are you doing? I don't even know this woman anymore. My wife, Jess, and she just...
What a savage move!
She has done this all the time. And I'm like, it's not what you're supposed to do with the tub of butter. You're supposed to slightly scrape the top.
The top?
Yeah, you just cut the top off. You don't dig it out.
That's why they say smooth like butter.
See? Smooth.
She
what it
just
is.
Almost she as just, if she has a spoon instead of a knife and tries to...
Yeah. Yep, pretty much. If you try...
Just gouge into it?
If you are at our house right now and went into our refrigerator, pull out the butter tub, and you open it up, you would see like dig marks in it. Like she scoops it.
Aggressive.
I'm like, do you want, it's big time. Do you want like a spoon or something like that to really get in there? You really like this butter. She's like, no, it just takes too long to scrape it.
You no, just it gotta... doesn't. You just go a little bit over the top.
She goes, I know how much I want. I want to scoop like this much. It's a little bit over a tablespoon, whatever. I can scoop it, boom, slap it on, and I'm done. I get a big hunk. You get a hunk of butter. And she always says that. She's like, when you get those pats of butter in the restaurant, that's like a scoop. There's boom, right there. You don't have to slowly scrape it.
No, the packet, that's a very different story because you need to get it all out. So that you have to kind of scrape and spoon it out. And when you go to a lot of these places, they've been refrigerating it, so it's rock hard.
Yeah, you got to put it next to your coffee.
So that's different. But if you're just doing that spreadable butter from your
house. That's what it is. It's a butter tub.
You go on top.
You just scrape
I'm
it on top.
I'm thinking, though, all the people in our family, we go off the top. I think
nobody's aggressive and just going at it.
I think your wife is the most aggressive person I've ever heard of when it comes to butter.
And I don't think we're going to find anybody.
No, I don't know why anybody would...
Nobody
do it that
will.
Way.
Nobody will say they.
It's a knife. It's not a spoon.
Right. Thank you. I always say again. Do you want a spoon? You can use the back of the spoon to spread it, but you can use the spoon other side to scoop it out. She's like, no, stop. Leave me alone. I get it.
She's taking out all her angst on the butter.
Maybe that's what it is. What are you? Maybe we can find out if we have any butter digging people out there. Or are you a scraper?
There's no one else. That just doesn't make any sense.
So nobody, you don't think anybody's going to call that is a butter digging
No,
freak.
Because the knife is meant to spread it on.
You slowly scrape it, right?
You don't scoop it, you scoop ice cream.
And again, we're talking about the tub. We're not talking about the butter stick. It's the tub. It's going to scrape the top. Yes?
Weird.
414-432-1099. Join our dumb debate. Do you dig or scrape the butter from the tub? Give us a call.
Feel the passion. Feel the intensity. Burning inside. Oh, that's just a rash. Feel the fun because it won't hurt your brain. It's Dumb Debates with Elizabeth and Radar.
When you use your butter, do you dig it out or do you scrape the top of that butter tub? This is a huge argument in my house. Every time I open up the butter, I go, are you kidding me? My wife, Jess... digs it out.
There's holes in there. There's craters.
It is. There is. And I always kind of try and smooth things out, you know, for the next time. But no. You pick it out again. And I go, look at this thing. Oh, my gosh.
I don't understand because you smoothly put it on whatever toast, muffins, whatever it is.
You know what? You're right, Elizabeth. You don't actually just
And
like,
you don't use a spoon. You use a knife.
You do use a knife. But
I don't get it.
My wife likes to dig it out. And so it's kind of like a, you know, a little spat that we have in our life. Been together over 30 years, and here we are still fighting about the butter. So we wanted to know if we could find anybody else who digs it out. Because, Elizabeth, you were saying your family, you all scrape the top.
Yeah, I'm thinking about every single person I've ever lived with in my life.
I believe the directions on the side of that butter is open it up, take off the safety tab.
Radar's not trying to write fight at all. Well,
no.
The instructions actually say.
And use a knife to slowly scrape any butter out. You don't jam it in there and start digging it out. But we do have a phone call here, and I believe Jessica is on the phone. So, Jessica, what do you do? Are you really, like, admitting something here?
I'm with your wife, Jessica. I'm a digger.
What?
It must be a Jessica thing.
Must be.
But don't you just make a mess of the tub of butter?
No, I mean, no. Like, butter doesn't need to be neat. But also, like, yeah, you just grab what you want the first time, and then you can spread it. Easily without having to go back and forth. I don't know.
I just feel like it's meant to be spread smoothly.
I get it.
Evenly.
I mean, even when it gets down to the bottom, Jessica, you can still scrape the sides, but you just go ahead and you just dig right in there, girl.
Sure do. And you know what? It's smooth no matter what. Butter is butter. It's smooth whether it's a big hunk. Or a little scrape. Butter is smooth. This
Jessica, when you have a soft serve ice cream cone or frozen custard, do you bite it or do you lick it?
Both.
She goes ahead. She grabs the knife and cuts off the top and eats it that way,
right?
Yeah,
she's aggressive.
You're big time. All right, well, maybe
We found somebody. We found another person, also named Jessica.
And another Jessica, yeah. Thank you so much for taking the time to call the show today and be part of our show, Jessica.
Thank you.
Bye.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Elizabeth and Radar in the morning on 99.1 The Mix.
Lots of you probably got up early to watch Queen Elizabeth II's funeral, which is still going on. They're still marching. They are still walking, but let's get to your three must-hear clips of the day.
Number three.
Long walk.
Here's the priest speaking about the Queen during the service.
The grief of this day felt not only by the late Queen's family, but all round the nation, the Commonwealth and the world, arises from her abundant life and loving service, now gone from us.
The amount of people that are there,
it's
along these streets, I mean, how many people would you, are they even projecting or watching this and paying attention? I mean, millions and millions of people.
This may have been marked as one of the most watched, if not the most watched, television event ever. Because of the worldwide attention that
and
this
now
was
with
getting.
Social media and things like
media.
That. Well, I'm just amazed how they can still march this long and this far and stay in line. I couldn't do it. There's no way. I'd be distracted. I mean, they're all just left, right, left, right, left.
You just
got to
keep telling yourself Tuesday's coming. It's
just
gonna be Tuesday.
Keep focusing.
Number two.
Post Malone was just in Milwaukee Thursday night. I was at the show at Fiserv. Were you? He put on a great show. Actually, he took his shirt off at the end, and would you believe he only has maybe two tattoos on his back?
Wow.
Dude has really? His face tattooed, his whole body, but well, not, like barely anything on his back.
He's probably just got down to the chest. It's head to toe, I believe, when you do the tattoos, right?
Wow.
So you start here, and then you work your way down.
He did take a nasty fall while performing Whoa. Circles on stage in St. Louis. Here he is talking about what happened.
Whenever we do the acoustic part of the show, the guitar's on the guitar stand, and it goes down. There's this big hole, so I go around there and I turn the corner and bust my and we just got back from the hospital and everything's good.
Everything's he had to go to the hospital for this?
Bruised ribs.
Oh man.
That's painful. But he actually was singing circles, walking a circle, and then fell in a circle.
Wait a minute, you said bruised ribs. What hurt worse, the ribs or the face tattoos? Because you had no like meat on your face, man.
Or his ego. Taking a fall for all those people.
Number one.
Speaking of egos being hurt. Chicago Bears.
We have no ego.
We have.
Bears have no ego.
We have to end with this. If you saw the game, you probably did. I know, Radar, you're a Bears fan, but the Packers once again beat the Bears. Lambeau Field. Here is Aaron Jones, the audio of his second touchdown in the game.
From the nine, it's Aaron Jones coming around the edge to the end zone. Jones with a touchdown.
Did you see that there was a big certificate of ownership that Aaron
yes.
Rodgers.
Let's talk about this certificate.
The Chicago Bears.
No.
Whatever fans made that, props to you.
No props to you. Duh, Chicago Bears. D-U-H. It's da. D-A. Da Bears. Not duh Bears. Come on now.
It Whoever sounds like duh Bears.
Doesn't.
No, duh Bears. Does duh Bears. You can't even, if I said duh Bears, it sounds the exact same.
It's duh Bears. Okay?
And this is what the team wants to focus on after a loss. You guys should probably work on some other things.
Well, I know, but of course, all the Packer fans want to probably hear this.
Yes.
The
Bears still suck. Thank goodness.
Wait till December 4th. We're coming for you.
You keep telling yourself that.
The owner's coming down to Chicago to play.
Yeah, that's what the owner Aaron of the Bears, Rogers. Aaron Rodgers. That is your three must-hear clips of the day on the Bears.
I'm a sucker for you. Elizabeth and Radar in the morning on the mix.
Would you ever change your baby's name? Because you now regret it as the baby got older after you got out of the hospital. You're like, I don't know if I wanted to do that. Okay, recently on our show, we played a clip of a mom on TikTok who confessed that she would have had a baby earlier in her life. She would have said, oh, man, I regret the name because of what she came up with. The TikToker's name is Gabby Lammy. And here is what she said, if you didn't catch it on her show.
Do you ever regret what you named your kid? Because growing up, I kept a list of potential baby names. And I'm like, thank God I didn't have a kid when I was like 16, 18. I wanted to name my potential kid Sublime after the band Sublime. So I'm glad. I just would have regretted that.
Yeah. The baby would have been, you know, or the kid would have been, you know, 4 or 5 years old. Why did I name the kid Sublime?
And they'd have
Subby.
To answer for the rest of their life. Why okay. is your name Sublime? It was a band my mom liked. She wore really baggy jeans.
I mean, what's wrong with
necklaces?
What's wrong with that? Well, we noticed a listener in a Facebook messenger, we had a lot of messages actually saying, I don't regret my kid's name. We had one woman who messaged in and said, I named my son Race. Love it. R-A-C-E. Think that's
Race,
a great name.
That's a strong sounding name.
Yeah. Well, another listener in Facebook had messaged us and said she didn't name her kid after a band, but she did write in and say, I was listening to your show and I heard you talk about the woman on TikTok we just played. Said if she was like 19, she would have, you know, had a regret over naming her son Sublime because she loved the band. Well, when my husband and I were trying to have a baby, we made a deal on who names our kid. If we had a boy, I'd name him. And if we had a girl, my husband would name her. Well, we had a girl 5 months ago.
Yay! Congratulations.
My husband picked a name I was not impressed with. I just don't see her as that name. Now, she's not saying the name, and she's not saying her name either. She did say, hey, look, you see my name in Messenger on Facebook here. Don't say what my name is.
She wants to remain anonymous.
This is kind of a sticky situation. Yeah, she wants to stay anonymous. So I started calling my five-month-old a different name when my husband was not home. Because it flows. Elizabeth, Radar, it flows. Her face lights up, makes me feel proud. So proud that I want to tell, not ask my husband, but tell my husband we should change her name to what I now call her. How can I tell him this is what I want to do, or should I just get through this and get this thought out of my head and go with the name he picked? And it's the one on the birth certificate because there's a lot of legal issues that come up with having to change a name on a birth certificate.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you, having been married, divorced, married again, I've changed my name 3 times. It is not fun or easy.
We're going to say, anyone else know anyone who's changed a name? Should I do this? And we're going to call her Baby Blues. We're not going to call her by her name because obviously she doesn't want to be known.
She definitely needs to say something. If she's secretly calling the child something else when the husband's not around, you can't do that forever.
But she wants
you're going to be in this child's life for the rest of your life, God willing.
Do you think it's just a, you know, like you get hooked on a name? Like it kind of sounds like she's saying in her Facebook messenger.
Is it a nickname or is it a name?
Well, it's a name, it sounds like, and she kind of likes it. But is that going to go away after a while and you go, oh, okay, well, that would have been fun to name her that.
Kylie Jenner changed her son's name. Remember, they started off with Wolf and then they decided, yeah, that doesn't fit him.
Should she tell her husband?
She has to tell her husband.
But how can she get him to do that? Has anybody done that? Has anybody changed? Well, you mentioned Kylie Jenner, but yeah, I don't think anybody else has done that.
You've gone back and changed the birth certificate?
Yeah. What should Baby Blues do? Give us a call. We're going to have you give us a call and use some of your advice. 414-432-1099. Listener, Baby Blues wants to tell her husband, I want to change the baby's name. Give us a call. 414-432-1099. It's The Mix.
It's Elizabeth and Radar on 99.1 The Mix.
How do you tell your significant other you want to change the name of your baby? That is the message we got on Facebook from, we're calling her Baby Blues because she didn't want us to use her name or she didn't mention her baby's name either. But she had sent us a message. She had heard all the talk that we did about the lady on TikTok who said she would have named her son Sublime if she would have had a baby back when she was like 16, 17, 18 years old. Would have regretted it. So she said, you know what? I regret my baby's name now. This is what Baby Blues sent us on Facebook Messenger. Said, I'd like to change the name. My husband picked the name. I thought it was okay at first. Now I'm like calling her a different name when he's gone. I'd like to change the name. How do I tell him? Should I tell him? Should I just let this go away?
No, it's not going to go away. The baby's going to be there for a long time. You need to say something.
What do you think, Christine? Have you ever changed a baby's name?
I haven't personally changed it with my kids, but growing up, when I was in high school, my best friend was born with the name Elizabeth, but her siblings kept making fun of her for it. They said that Lizzie Borden rhymes. And so her parents got so sick of it that they started calling her by her middle name, Emily. And then in high school, they ended up going to the DMV and changing her name to Emily, changing her birth certificate to Emily when she was getting her driver's license.
I would have done that too, regardless of what they were calling me. That Elizabeth name. Ugh,
interesting. Yeah. What's wrong? Hey, the Queen Elizabeth II's having her funeral today, everybody. Interesting. Well, and that's kind of like Miley Cyrus. That was not her first name. She was called Smiley, and then it turned into Miley, and then she legally changed it. Wow, that's an interesting story. So, I mean, it makes sense. If that's the name she started to take on, you want to make sure that all the documents match it.
Right, and then how many people do you know go by a different name, even though their first name is legally something else?
You're right.
That's true.
You're right.
I don't know if she needs to legally change it right now. She could just you know,
she could just talk to her husband and say, hey, look, I like this name. Let's call her this, even though her legal name is this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
But it sounds like, though, you do have an option to possibly change it soon after the baby's born. But like speaking of Elizabeth, we have Liz here on line 3. I think that knows the answer to that. Christine, thanks for calling in.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys. Have
Bye.
A great day.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you again.
Yes.
Yeah, see ya.
Bye. All right, let's go to line number 3. All right, Liz, you are in Grafton. So are you an expert on name changing?
No, but I have two comments about it that are unrelated. One is I used to be a paralegal, so this is not legal advice. But last I knew, in the state of Wisconsin, you were allowed one free legal name change. And after that, it was $500 a pop.
Okay, so you get a freebie, and then after that, every time you got to change, you got to pay.
And that was in Milwaukee County, and again, I don't know for sure. That was 5 years ago.
Well, it's good information to have, because obviously, even if it changed, I mean, it's not like they took that away. I'm sure that it's probably out there. There's some kind of legal things you have to go through, but yeah, our fan of the mix, our listener, Baby Blues, had messaged us and said, how can I tell my husband I want to change the baby's name? I mean, what would you tell her now? Would you say, yeah, you got to talk to your husband? Or should she just kind of like, wait, maybe this is a fad, this will go away from her, and then she'll just go back to calling the baby its legal name?
Well, I'm glad you asked. So somebody once told me every kind of relationship, whether it's intimate, professional, friends, needs two things in order to survive, and that's trust and communication. And let me tell you, that is like a foolproof thing. Just ask anybody who's been through something like that, and not only with, let's say, the woman and her husband, but let's say the daughter ends up finding out, oh, you used to call me that name. I really like that name. And you never told dad or discussed it. She might resent her mom for the rest of her life. Who knows?
You're right. Trust and communication. Yep. That's really what needs to start with. I mean, they're just starting off with this new baby. You don't want to get off on the wrong foot.
Baby's 5 months old. Yeah. Yeah. So, Liz, all right, we're going to let Baby Blues know she needs to talk to her husband, and maybe they can work out a new name. Maybe they want to explore changing the name on the birth certificate. Or maybe
she has to say something.
Or maybe just call her. Yeah, she's got to say something to her husband.
She at least has to just put her feelings out there on something very important. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out, but at least you tried and you tried to communicate. And if the husband doesn't communicate back, well, again, I bet you that's not going to be the first time it happens, and I bet you that marriage isn't going to last very long.
Whoa, Liz, coming hard.
Oh my gosh, wow. This poor listener is just trying to get advice on the name, and now she's thinking, is my marriage going to be done? She may be changing her last name at some point.
You never know.
Yes, but it is that serious. Communication is important.
It's all about communication. Liz, thank you so much for calling in today and helping out. We're going to let Baby Blues know what everybody has said. And who knows? Maybe we'll get another message from her and get a little update. Liz, have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.